circles around my eyes. Worked again till midnight. Emailed at 6 a.m. Just 12 more years of daily grind, then my pension will begin.
That's Leamington-based singer-songwriter Francine Leclair with Outta Here from her 2014 album Redrawn. And Francine Leclair will be appearing at this summer's Kingsville Folk Music Festival, taking place in beautiful Lakeside Park in Kingsville the weekend of August the 12th to 14th. And Francine Leclair is not out of here because she's our special guest in the Folk Roots radio studio today.
Happy to be here, Jan.
Great to have you join us.
Thank you.
We had a bit of a discussion before you came on air about whether we were going to start with Outta Here or whether we should finish with Outta Here, which would usually be what I would push to do. But the reason you wanted to start with that song was because I think to you it's a reminder that Outta Here meant leaving your job in Ottawa and moving down to Leamington. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. I worked in the federal government in Ottawa for over 20 years. And I kept having songs coming up, and I thought, you know, something, there's got to be more to life than working 70 hours a week. So luckily, I was able to quit my job, and now I'm writing songs full time. Yay!
And you've been, what, 3 years down in Leamington?
Yes, 3 years here, yes. Well, I spent a year in Toronto, And I worked at the University of Toronto for a year and wrote one song all year. And every day I'd go to work and think, oh, I should be home writing songs. They just, you know, they do haunt you.
And now it's what you get to do.
I love it. I'm so fortunate. So fortunate.
As a musician, how do you find the music community in Essex County and Leamington and
It's absolutely wonderful. It's not what I expected. We moved here because my partner's family are here. And I fell in love with the area. It's agricultural, with the windmills, with the lake. And when I moved here, it really was amazing how much music there is around and how welcome I've been.
Because you've had lots of opportunities to play. I think that's one of the things that has surprised me is we've moved Folk Roots Radio as a studio down to Leamington. It surprised me that there are so many opportunities to get out and play in public down here.
Yeah, the community really supports it. The municipality of Leamington, they have music going all weekend long, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoons. And the songwriting community here has been very welcoming.
Tell us a little bit about how you got started in music. You mentioned, obviously, like smart people like myself, you maybe have another career before you're able to spend time on your music.
Yes.
But when did you learn to play guitar?
I started guitar when I was 12. I originally started playing the piano when I was 6 and was in the choir at school. And Sister Rita was my piano teacher. And then at the age of 12, I was just about to write my grade 8 Royal Conservatory exams and discovered the Beatles and, you know, wanted to play some Elvis Presley on the guitar. And so I started taking classical guitar. And I wrote my first song in 1976. And I've been writing songs since then. I was a divorced working mother in the government. And I had a private sector career before that. And I was an IT project manager. I have my degree in mathematics and computer science. But, you know, mathematics and music are very, very much related. So, you know, I wrote songs all the way through, and they all have finish later on the bottom or dot, dot, dot. And so I'm very lucky now that I'm finishing those songs. I turned 50 last year, and I thought, you know, later's never going to come. Later, some point later has to arrive. So now I'm working through my catalog of songs and just trying to get them all recorded.
You know, I love how people are so willing to tell people how old they are on
yeah.
this show. You know, I think when people say, well, I turned 50 and
yes.
I'm making my music, is it what it says to me is like, you know, I'm really comfortable in my skin.
Yeah.
This is what I love to do. Fortunately, I've reached a point in my life when I get to do it. And I gather,
yeah.
I think that you're just finishing off the building of a new house. You're
yes.
going to have a new home studio
yes.
in there.
Yes. Yes, I'm really looking forward to getting in there. I'm planning on doing online concerts. I'm going to buy some more musical instruments. I want to learn to play the banjo, the mandolin. I mean, I'm like a kid right now rediscovering music. And I'm just having so much fun doing it. And it's amazing to me how when you're under such stress in life, the creativity really does squash that creativity. And now that I'm less stressed, I mean, every day, I'm very lucky. I've been writing and writing and writing, and new songs are coming. I don't know how many of those older songs I'm actually going to get to finish because I'm writing a bunch of new stuff. So
yeah, you know,
I'm lucky that way.
You do realize there's going to be musical instrument makers all over the place. Probably
writing
your details down now. We'll send some information to her. Maybe
yes.
she'll pick me to make her banjo.
Uh-huh.
You have your guitar with you today.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we play something live? What would you like to play?
Sure.
For us?
Well, I've done a couple of albums since I've been off doing this new thing, and I'm working on a third album. And I'd like to play you one of the songs that are going to be on that album. This is going to be the title track off the album, and it's actually a bit of a love story. It's very biographical. I call him my husband, even though we're not legally married, but in our mind, we're married to each other, and we've had this kind of love story that has gone through the years, and 30 years later, we're together, and, you know, I always, you know, is it that dot, dot, dot to be continued, you know, you see that in many episodes, and when we were in high school, I always wondered, oh, I wonder, you know, if someday there will be a to be continued. And so that's kind of what this song is about.
This is Francine LeClaire, To Be Continued, on Folk Roots Radio.
We met at high school when we were 14. You helped me with physics, I helped you with English. Survived all the parties at Les's farm. We lay on the grass and watch falling stars. We all danced one last time at our graduation. Swore we'd all stay in touch. Reading my yearbook made my heart ache when I read what you wrote at the bottom of the page. To be continued. This chapter is over. To be continued. Our story's not through, and maybe someday we'll find a way to be continued. Home for Christmas after my divorce, met up for drinks at Joe's bar. Stayed up later than ever before. Soon friendship became so much more. Too little work and too many bills. Stress made us people we're not. Could see the hurt in each other's eyes. With hands held tight, we said our goodbyes. To be continued. This chapter is over. To be continued. Our story's not through. Maybe someday we'll find a way to be continued. Fifties rolling round, reunion at our high school. You pull me close, whisper, God, I missed you. And I start to blush, tingles down my spine. Could this finally be our time to be continued? A new chapter starting. To be continued. Our story's not through. Maybe today we found our way to be continued. Ooh, to be continued. To be
That's Francine LeClaire live in the Folk Roots Radio studio today. I'm Jan Hall, and I have a serious case of goosebumps.
Oh, awesome.
That was an amazing song. I loved it. You know, that was you told us the story before you played it, which was great. But I found that I was listening to the song, waiting for the next line to find out what happened. And is that really your story then?
That is my story, yes. Yes, that is the story of Michael and I. And actually, all of my high school friends listening will be like, right on, Francine.
No, that is beautiful. And that's going to be the title track of your next album.
Yes.
When is that album going to
be out? So right now I have 8 songs recorded and I'm just debating, you know, do you do an EP with 6 or do you wait and release with more later? So it'll either be at the Kingsville Folk Festival or it may be in January. You know, the music business part has changed so much where people are just releasing singles and then they're releasing EPs. I do have such a sense of wanting to get the music heard and get the music out there. So I don't know. We'll see. It's coming soon. And I'm recording with John and Michelle Law. John Law with Rebel Music Studios, and we're just having such a great time.
So tell me a little bit about your songwriting. Describe your style.
I normally start with the lyric because I find, you know, the lyric has a rhythm of its own, and the music for me will normally come from the lyric. Although I do have quite a few melodies that have come that I'm waiting, you know, to see what the lyric will be. And I'm very much a morning writer. I have, you know, I'll sleep and then I have, you know, probably 3 or 4 songs kicking around in the background, what I call processing. I'm a, you know, computer geek, so I like to compare everything to computers. And I really do think your brain is like this giant computer. But then there's also the flow that just comes where, you know, there's just something there and you think, gee, where does that come from? And what is that song trying to tell me? What does that song want to be about? So I find I'll do that creative part. And then there's always the, what I call the editing, the finishing part, which, you know, involves a little bit more technicalities about chord progressions. And do you put a bridge in a song or not put a bridge in a song? But I really do enjoy songwriting, and I've been going down to Nashville to do some songwriting retreats. I've also studied at the Berklee School of Music, which you can do online, and so I studied some songwriting there as well. So
And I think you went to, didn't you go to Scotland as well for a songwriting workshop?
Yes, I went to Scotland.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Beth Nielsen Chapman was doing a workshop in Scotland, and it was in a castle called the Kincardine Castle. And it was a week full of music and Scottish music. I'm French Canadian, so I grew up listening to fiddle music and, you know, Acadian kind of music. And so I just feel so much at home in Scotland. And we, you know, I was singing this song, Lizzie Lindsay, since I was 3 years old.
That's a beautiful song. Yeah.
Yes. And I remember, you know, my dad, my mom sang and my dad sang, but neither of them played instruments, but we would always have music around the house. And I remember sitting under the table as a 3-year-old child, looking at all the knees bouncing up and down as the music was being played on the spoons and thinking, and then, you know, singing Lizzie Lindsay and thinking, oh, one day I'm going to go to Scotland and sing it with a Scottish woman. And when I was in Scotland, that happened. We went to this little pub in Tarland, and Shona Anderson, she's a Scottish folk singer, and she was at the castle, and her husband Paul Anderson is also a well-known Scottish fiddler. And we went to this Tarland pub, and I got to sing Lizzie Lindsay with Shona. And it was just a full circle, you know, those full circle moments in life. It was certainly one of those for me. I cried like a baby afterwards. It was really wonderful. And you know, we went to a church in McVie and did some melody writing there. And Beth Nielsen Chapman was doing a concert with Fiona Kennedy and Paul Anderson that week. So we went to a concert. I got 2 songs out of it. I wrote 2 songs. And of course, I love Beth Nielsen Chapman so much. I love her writing. I respect her as a songwriter. This would have been my 3rd workshop with her. And she's been a real mentor for me.
Oh, that's lovely. And
yeah,
I think here in Leamington, you're part of a songwriters group as well?
Yes. You know, when I first moved to town 3 years ago, the first person I sought out was Dale Butler, who's been wonderful in this community, and especially wonderful with me. And I said, Dale, you know, I want to be able to talk about songwriting with people, and is there a group? And he said, well, actually, no, there's not a group, but there's this gentleman who wants to start one. And I said, okay. So he introduced me to him, and we started meeting at the basement of a church. And after the first year, I applied to the Songwriters Association of Canada to become a coordinator for the Leamington Regional Writers Group. I got accepted as doing that, and we've been doing that for a couple of years. And I love it. We have a great group. We're very collaborative. We share information. We'll maybe do some object writing at the beginning of our meetings. We meet once a month during the school year. And it's a great group. It's not too big, which I like, because we can really delve into a song. We talk about, you know, chord progressions, rhyming schemes, and we will also do a theme. So actually, To Be Continued was one of the themes, and so we have, you know, 8 different songs called kind of To Be Continued. And it's what I love the most is how you can have the same 3 words, the same title, and everyone will come with a different song. And to me, that's the beauty of songwriting, because everybody has their own unique voice. Everyone has the ability to express themselves only in their unique way. And so, you know, I really do think that the world is big enough for all of us when it comes to songwriting or being an artist.
Absolutely. I think that's I have to say, you mentioned Dale Butler's name.
Yes.
I think that's one of the things that he does very well is encourages people to find their place and express themselves the way they see fit. You have your guitar. You've already played one song for us, and we're going to play another song which has a story with it, but this is quite a different story.
Yes.
The song's entitled I Soldier On. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this song and why it's important to you?
Yes. So I was watching the news one evening, and I saw this soldier who was on talking about this trek that he was doing through the Antarctic. And he was wounded in Afghanistan in 2010. His name is Sergeant Chris Downey. And he was talking about his recovery and how physical fitness was such a big part of how he was recovering. His friend actually stepped on a bomb and was killed instantly, and Chris was severely injured. He lost his right eye. He, you know, lost ribs. He went from 192 pounds to 150 pounds in 2 days. And, you know, luckily still has all his limbs. His story so impressed me because he was so humble about it and honest and just was talking about his recovery. And so I went into my room and these words just fell onto the page. It was one of those what I call a gift song. And I actually got to talk to him on Skype, you know, before I recorded the song. And he said he only asked me to change 3 words. And then, you know, I got thinking about what do I want to do with this song, because I consider it a gift to me. And so I contacted the Soldier On organization and asked them, you know, here's a song that I've written for Chris about his story. And so, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, using some of the song to help promote their organization. And so I ended up writing a French version of the song as well, called Je Vis Sans Limite, because their French logo, Soldier On, is also called Sans Limite. And so I've donated the song to the Soldier On organization. And I got to meet Chris at the CFB Pond Hockey Tournament in Trenton the following January. So it'd be a year ago, January. And I got to sing the song live for him for the first time, like person to person. And it was, what a nice man he is. And he's back in the military. He's in Gagetown, and he's teaching people how to disarm IEDs. Pretty amazing fellow. When I'm at the gym working out, I just, you know, if I'm struggling, I just think of, hey, you know, Chris pulled a 150-pound sleigh, you know, through the Antarctic, 333 kilometers. So I can do my little 5K on my treadmill, you know. So very, very good organization. I've done quite a bit of research, and they do give almost all of the money to families and soldiers who suffer from either physical or mental disabilities. So
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Francine Leclerc with A Soldier On, live on Folk Roots Radio.
Been dragged through the dirt, been ravaged by war, shot at and hated, beaten and scarred. Along this dusty road, I've been sweeping for miles, I'm hit this time. My blood's on the ground, I think it's the end. Falling in desert land, and I stand up and I soldier on. My war has been fought and won. Stumbling through the fire and haze, somehow I survived today. And I stand up and I soldier on. I soldier on. I lost my right eye, the blast scarred my skin. My nights filled with terror of what I once lived. Can my life begin again? I know there are others who silently suffer. My tour of duties, now a war in my head. And I've gone undercover. Now I stand up and I soldier on. My war has been fought and one. Stumbling through the fire and haze, somehow I survived today. And I stand up and I soldier on. I soldier on. Service for our country, the horrors we've seen. For we are only human, we are not machines. I'm fighting for my daughter who holds my hand at night. Her smile is all I need to bring me back to life. Je me lève et je vis sans limite. Ma guerre est finie, mais elle ne me quitte. Et la brume que j'ai survie ont pris la vie de mon ami. Et je vis sans limite. Now stand up and I soldier on. Je me lève et je vis sans limite. I stand up and I soldier.
That's Francine LeClaire live in the Folk Roots Radio studio today with I Soldier On. Beautiful, beautiful song. I'm so pleased that you were able to play that for us today. Francine is our guest, and it's always fun having someone in the studio playing music. You're going to be appearing at the Kingsville Folk Music Festival.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that and what you're looking forward to?
Well, I'm going to have my own set, and I'm going to play some of the new songs that I've written. I'm most excited about sharing the stage with some of the other artists. We have some great artists coming. Irish Mithen, I've been such a huge fan of Irish. I saw her in Ottawa quite a few years ago at the Elmdale Tavern, and been a fan of hers for so many years. Amanda Rayom, also another Ottawa singer-songwriter. I've been a big fan of hers. And of course, Buffy St. Marie. I mean, you know. So I have volunteered at the festival since it started, and I think it's a wonderful festival. John and Michelle Law have created such a nice atmosphere with the festival. It's very relaxing. It's family-oriented. There's, you know, all the stages running during the day, and then the main acts in the evening. And it's just a really nice... It's like a down home kind of feeling, which is very much the way I am. So I really feel comfortable there. And so I'm really looking forward to sharing some of the new songs and meeting the people. To me, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, is to share music. And, you know, if people can escape into another world, even if it's just one song, or if I can touch someone just in some small way, it makes what I do very worthwhile.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to seeing you perform at Kingsville this year. Remember, the Kingsville Folk Music Festival takes place in beautiful Lakeside Park in Kingsville on the shores of Lake Erie the weekend of August the 12th to 14th. If you want to get more information, check out kingsvillefolkfest.org. You can pick up your tickets there as well. It's been great fun having you join us in the studio today, Francine. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
They can go to my website, francineleclaire.com, or they can find me on Facebook. My website is probably the best place, because I have where I'm playing live and information about crazy stuff that I do.
That's great. Well, it's been fun having you in. We're going to play another new song. You're not going to play it live, though. You're going to... Because this is an interesting song. This is a new song that you've just written, rather appropriately titled Lake Erie. And I think it's one of these collaborative songs, isn't it?
It is, yes. So I mentioned the songwriting group that I coordinate. And we have a public in the round, songwriters in the round evening in June at the end of our year. And so last year, as part of that evening, we had a little workshop, you know, how write a song with us kind of thing. And at first I thought we would just end up maybe with a verse or a chorus. So there's about 30 people who stayed around to do this. And we actually wrote an entire song about Lake Erie. And so we went into Ed Everard's studio at Stonehenge Productions in Kingsville and recorded it in December. And we've done a video. And so we'll be releasing the song. Actually, today is... Thank you, Jan, for... It's the debut of the Lake Erie song today. And at the Folk Festival, I'm going to have as many of the musicians and songwriters who were involved in the project come up on stage with me and play the song live. So there was also, we've done a YouTube video, which you can find through my website.
That's great. It's been great fun having you join us today. Francine LeClaire with, I would say, Francine LeClaire and Friends.
Yes,
with
correct.
Lake Erie. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Dan, for having me.
When I moved to town, feeling tired and weary, I did.
didn't know ahead I'd be finding Lake Erie. Feel the love, feel the heat, feel the sand beneath your feet. Feel the love, feel the heat, feel the sand beneath your feet. No matter where life goes or where currents take me, my heart always steers me home. No matter where life goes or where currents take me, my heart always steers me home. Chilling, crackling darkness makes a dull roar. The line of sight becomes unfriendly, waves slapping on the shore. Feel the cool, catch the fish, skip a stone, make a wish. Feel the cool, catch the fish, skip a stone and make a wish. No matter where life goes or where currents take me, my heart always steers me home. No matter where life goes or where currents take me, my heart always steers me home. Together when I'm away and feel alone, the lighthouse guides me back to home. Feel the warmth, feel the bliss, the waves blow a gentle kiss. Feel the warmth, feel the bliss, the waves blow a gentle kiss. No matter where life goes or where currents take me, my heart always steers me home. Currents take me, my heart always steers me home. Feel the love, feel the heat, feel the sand beneath your feet. Feel the cool, catch the fish, skip a stone and make a wish. Feel the warmth, feel the bliss, the waves blow a gentle kiss. My heart always steers me home.